Skill F, placing steps in a sequence. Number 1. Languages.
Does anyone know what we call someone who can speak two languages?
Bilingual.
Correct. What do we call someone who can speak three languages?
Trilingual.
Right. And what do we call someone who can speak just one language?
Monolingual?
No. We call them American. Actually, the stereotype that Americans expect everyone else in the world to learn English has begun to change. More university students are studying foreign languages than ever before. 1.4 million. An increasing number of these are even learning a language independently, not for credit. And in high schools, the percentage of students taking language courses nearly doubled between 1948 and 1998, from 21 to 41%. Evening language classes are likewise experiencing an enrollment boom. Enrollments have increased in every language, including French and German, which posted declining enrollments in the 1990s. So we're making progress, but we shouldn't be patting ourselves on the back too hard. It remains a fact that only about 10% of Americans speak a second language fluently, compared, for example, with 53% of Europeans. This prompted the U.S. Congress to pass a resolution declaring 2005 as the Year of Languages. The resolution points out that studying a foreign language has several benefits. 1. It improves students' critical thinking abilities. 2. Statistics indicate that studying another language raises students' scores on the Scholastic Aptitude Test. I guess this news comes a little late for you guys. All of you already took your SATs. So, moving on. 3. It increases their appreciation of other cultures. Language is tied to culture, so students studying Russian are being exposed to Russian culture, at least to a small extent. And 4. It helps the U.S. remain competitive in international business, where companies are complaining that they can't find enough workers who speak the native language of their target markets. Unfortunately, this resolution made by Congress to make 2005 the Year of Languages did not include any money to implement foreign language study in elementary education. Research shows that it's important to offer foreign language instruction in the early grades, but there is rarely enough money to do so in local school district budgets. Let's face it, our elementary teachers all believe in their hearts that reading, writing, and mathematics are the keys to academic achievement, so they direct most of their energy and the school's scarce money to those three areas. On the bright side, the situation is improving. The government has created a Foreign Language Assistance Program. The acronym is FLAP, to help fund foreign language programs in elementary and secondary schools. The state of Wyoming used a 3-year FLAP grant to begin 4 different models of foreign language education across the state. And Louisiana has become the first state to mandate foreign language instruction for students in grades 4 through 8. Louisiana is negotiating with officials in other countries to try and set up teacher exchange programs.
1. In the lecture, the professor explains the benefits of learning a foreign language. Put the benefits in the correct order. Two. According to the speaker, what percentage of Europeans can speak a foreign language? Three. According to the professor, which of the following is helping to improve foreign language education in the U.S.? Four. Why does the professor say this?
No, we call them American.